This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Thousands marched through the wind and rain on Saturday in Glasgow, Scotland, as part of worldwide protests. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In Glasgow, demonstrators carried banners reading, "Capitalism is killing the planet," and blamed companies for the crisis. Protester Ellie Forgan said climate change is not just about global warming.
It's about climate, it's about mass movement of people, it's about what languages people are able to speak. It's about extraction. It's about violence against the earth.
In the UK capital, London, Katia Ramirez was among those taken to the streets.
I think it's been a lot of talking about changes needed and this and that, but nothing happens. So I think we're just fed up.
In Brussels, activists from Extinction Rebellion blocked a main street. A giant red earth was rolled through South Korea's capital, symbolising the burning planet. Campaigners and pressure groups say they've been underwhelmed by the commitments so far, many of which are voluntary, exclude the biggest polluters, or set deadlines decades away.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Authorities say nearly 100 people are dead and around 30 others critically wounded after an oil tanker exploded near Sierra Leone's capital. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Moments before the explosion, people crowd round the oil tanker to collect leaking fuel after it had collided with another vehicle. Video obtained by the Associated Press shows a giant fireball burning in the night sky and charred remains of some victims laying strewn at the scene awaiting transport to mortuaries. President Julius Maada Bio in Scotland, attending the UN climate talks, deplored the horrendous loss of life, while Sierra Leone's vice president visited two hospitals overnight. He said the nation's National Disaster Management Agency and others would work tirelessly in the wake of the emergency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The United States is ordering non-emergency government employees and their families to leave Ethiopia and urging other U.S. citizens they should depart now as the country's war escalates and fighters approach the capital. Its statement says that incidents of civil unrest and ethnic violence are occurring without warning, and it warns of possible communications blackouts and supply chain shortages. Ethiopia's government this week declared a national state of emergency as rival Tigray forces and allied fighters seized key cities and moved toward the capital of Addis Ababa. The U.S. warning came one day after a U.S. special envoy met with Ethiopia's prime minister amid growing calls for an immediate ceasefire and talks. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday hailed Congress's passage of his $1 trillion infrastructure package as a monumental step forward for the nation after fractious fellow Democrats resolved a months-long standoff in their ranks to finally seal the deal. At a news conference, Biden said the infrastructure package will create a lot of jobs.
There'll be jobs in every part of the country. Red states, blue states, cities, small towns, rural communities, tribal communities. This is a blue-collar blueprint to rebuild America, and it's long overdue.
The House passed the measure 228 to 206 late Friday, prompting long cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. The infrastructure package is a historic investment by any measure, one that Biden compares in its breadth to the building of the interstate highway system in the last century or the Transcontinental Railroad the century before. At least 8 people were killed and many others injured in a crush at the opening night of Houston's Astro World Music Festival. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena confirmed the casualty figures from Friday night's disaster at a news conference early Saturday outside NRG Park.
The crowd began to compress towards the front of the stage, okay? And that caused some panic. And it started causing some injuries. People began to fall out, become unconscious, and it created additional panic.
A sold-out audience of about 50,000 people attended the first day of the festival, featuring rapper Travis Scott. The fire department transported 17 people to hospitals, and 11 of those were in cardiac arrest. It was not yet clear what caused the disaster, and an investigation is underway.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.